is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is January, March, April 2nd, 2020. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 205, and we're feeling alive. How are you guys doing today?
So feeling good. Alive.
So good.
Like, alive isn't really a state. It's more of a state than is a feeling, but you see what I'm saying.
Whoa! Feelings? I don't think that's a feeling, Chris.
Well, you do what you want to do. I don't know. You guys, I'm all positivity, fucking chips and salsa, and without the salsa, that's how good my day's going.
What?
So just chips? Just like chips. Plain dried chips?
Yeah.
Do you consider salsa a sauce?
It's exactly what a sauce is, yes.
Yes.
No!
No, that is highly debatable.
I mean, we basically get free life right now. You know how baseball, when there's a tie and it's going to the 10th inning, you get free baseball? It's like you're paying for what you got and then you get more. This is free life. We all just get to hang out at home where we like to be and do stuff and play for months and still get paid and get to hang out with our kids who we never get to see. This is free life right here. Free life.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's Geeks Next Door.
Adam, you still go to work, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Dave, do you go to work?
Yeah.
I go to work. I just go to work in my shorts and underwear. Yeah. It's pretty fun. Can I tell you guys about Monday? My work on Monday? Like, you're like, Chris, you don't work. You don't. But let me tell you about my Monday, okay?
I want to tell you.
Was it about 5 hours? 4 hours?
It was like 50. So let me tell you about it.
All in one day?
Yeah.
It's super compressed. It's time. All right.
I work
so
hard.
Are you sure you want to document
it?
I work so hard. I work two people's jobs and press them into one day and then like also added extra hours on top. It was pretty awesome. Let's see. Also, there's so much stuff that happened. It's just we can get into it. Okay. So Monday morning, I wake up at the...
Feeling like P. Diddy.
Yep. Feeling like P. Diddy. And I get a text saying, hey... water heater broke over at a Minneapolis facility. I'm like, ah, shit, that sucks. Well, talk to my maintenance guy. I'm like, hey, can you look into it? Just tell me what you think. Okay, so that's cool. That starts happening. About an hour later, I get, hey, garbage truck ran into our electrical pole. Nobody has any power at Minneapolis. I'm like, that sucks. I wish they went to backed into our electrical pole. So call Excel.
Get the maintenance guy.
I called Excel. They're like, all right, we'll be out in like 2 hours. I'm like, okay. Send in some stuff. Like, make sure you don't open the refrigerator, the freezer. You know, basic stuff you should be doing. There's no out, but that you need to tell people. Otherwise, they'll do them anyways, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's happening. Excel's working on that. In the meantime, they come out and look at the water heater and they're like, oh, this shit broke. How old is it? And I was like, let me look through my paperwork. I said, it's about 9 years old. So we probably every 10 years or so we replace those things. They're commercial.
Sure.
Give us a quote for a new one. They're like, okay, it's going to be about $7,000. I'm like, that sounds about right, I guess.
Yikes.
Well, it's not my money. I don't care. But unfortunately, that's above my pay grade for spending that much. So I text the boss. I'm like, hey, this happened. We need to get a new one. I mean, it's $2,000 to repair or $7,000 to get a new one. You know, it's about 2 years out anyways. We should just get a new one. What do you think? And then it's like, I'll get you back. Get back to you. So while we're getting ready to get back to me, power comes back up. We're like, yay, power's up. Phones don't come back up. Like, phones don't come up. So go and look at our phones. Our VoIP system is stuck in a reboot sequence. I fuck around with that for a while, find out I can't do anything about this. Phones are down. So I call our phone person, and they're like, all right, we can't get out today. We'll get out tomorrow. So make a bunch of plans so people can't use the phones or the doorbells or anything else that are attached to it, both at Minneapolis and Brooklyn Park. During that time, finally get a text back. Yeah, go ahead and install the water heater. So get the water heater built out, installed, get the tech in. Everything's going hunky-dory. Phone guy eventually comes out and says, your shit broke, but I can fix it. It'd be like $3,000. I was like, that's a lot of money. Let's do it for $1,000. He's like, yeah, all right, we'll fuck around with it. Because I was replacing the system. We didn't want to replace the system. And by the end of the day, everything was back up. It was a fun Monday. I was just like, what a fun Monday. It was super productive. I mean, I didn't do a lot other than fuck around with some with computer systems and send out information to people. But it was a fun day because everything broke and everything got fixed. And
you know what? You know what you did?
What?
You managed the situation, you delegated, and you got shit done.
That's true. That's true. I did. And it was great. And I was very happy. And to top it off, Tuesday was the last day of pull-ups. 5,000 pull-ups done. So now I don't got to do pull-ups anymore. I'll probably do some, but it was great. It was a happy day. See, this week is great. Isn't this week going great for you guys? Oh, and 1,000 people died yesterday in the United States of coronavirus.
And number one in the world, baby.
We only got 99,000 to go.
But besides all that, I'm having a great week. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun day. That's all I'm saying. What about you guys? You have a fun day?
Yesterday, I had a bright spot in my day.
Ooh, was it?
Was it called the sun? Did you go outside?
No, yes. Out of the dungeon of this room that I work in. No, it was all of a sudden I got someone yelling down the stairs at me.
Oh,
Dave! Dave, Chris is here! Chris is here! Dave, Chris is here!
I was like,
give me a second.
Don't want to talk to me? I mean, I understand we're social distancing, but you can open the door, and then there's still that storm door, and then I could say stuff through there, but she's like, I'm not going to talk to this loser.
She does not like answering the door at all.
Next time, I'll just bust in and be like, hey, I'm here! Like,
Why is Chris here? Why is Chris here? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me go see. I'm like, oh, it's the first of the month. Yay. Here's my special treat.
Yeah, first of the month. You get your yearly fucking snack cake delivery once a month. And you didn't come over Tuesday, so I had to home deliver it. So it worked. Yeah.
You know, all right, cool, man. I think since you won't listen to this, here's what we should do. We should hire some people, right? Super simple, you know, like two people, right? We'll make up a fake check that says $100 million, right? And then she'll knock on the door. She won't answer it. And then they'll sit there for a few minutes. Nothing will happen. We'll tag something in the thing that said, like, we're sorry, you missed this. And then walk away. And if she looks at it, she's like, she fucked up. And then she'll be super sad. And then you can be like, ha, 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 ha. Answer the fucking door.
It's pretty sweet that it's going to be a $100 billion check.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Not like $5 million, but $100 billion.
Yeah.
I'm in that neighborhood tomorrow.
Yeah, Adam, let's just fucking do it.
You know, we've been keeping e-commerce alive, I tell you. The amount of cardboard I have out in my garage right now. I've had a few FedEx deliveries, but not Adam. So look every time.
I did, speaking of e-commerce, like I called Hot Comics today because comic book's taking a shit, right? And I was you know what? I was going to be like, I come in there, you know me, because my kids run around. So the only reason he knows me is I'm the guy. He doesn't know my name. He's like, he's the guy who has the two boys that run around their store. I was like, you know what? I was going to say, pick out like $100 worth of your favorite, like one issue things and send them to me, you know, just help you guys out a little bit. And they like, we ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
We ain't doing curbside pickup. And then what, the fucking distributor's not sending comics anymore?
Yeah, Diamond's not sending comics anymore.
And I didn't know Diamond's apparently the only way to get comics.
They service, 98% of the stores?
Yeah, you think there would be, like, a better way. Like, isn't there room there for somebody to be like, I will also be a... Maybe the margins are so slow, nobody wants to take a risk or something.
Well, and the publishers don't want to do a direct... business, they, you know, somehow they got this third party and
so that's interesting. I didn't know that. I was like, wow, that's like the epitome of a monopoly.
Yes, but I don't think they service like, yeah, like Alaska or something, so that's like, it's not truly a monopoly.
Oh, that's why
it's like, so they have a way around it. They're just like, if we don't do this, then we don't have a monopoly.
That's why Frank moved to Alaska. He's like, I'm gonna distribute comics in Alaska. I'm moving up there. Fuck you, Don.
Right, exactly.
Well, he's got his own monopoly up there.
Yeah, guy who distributes comics in Alaska.
All right. Keep up, Adam. Keep God up.
Damn.
Did you not meet Frank? Oh, that's right. You don't come to the things that we go to, the meat break.
Yeah, you should have been there, brah.
Meat break?
Oh, meat break. Did I tell you what I want to do? I want to do next Tuesday.
Pull up contest.
Adam, oh, that'd be fun. Adam's not going to want to do it, but you guys might want to, and Mickey definitely wants to. So I'm going to throw it out there. You guys tell me. It's going to be called a one-night social distancing bonfire D&D extravaganza, where we're actually, I'm going to learn the system for a Star Wars world, and I'm going to make characters for you guys. You can just fucking, you can tell me what type of character you want. We're going to run it for one night. Anybody who wants to come run around or stand around the bonfire in 6 feet away from each other, we can play one night. It's supposed to be 70 degrees, 73 degrees next Tuesday. I think it'd be pretty fucking fun. I'll invite six Holy people, shit. Whoever wants to come. I'm guessing it will not be Adam and Ryan, but we got like 12 people to choose from, so...
Well, the reason it's frustrating for me is every time I leave the house, I have to come back in and take a shower and change. That's like every time. At midnight, to take a shower and change is a little disruptive.
I do it all the time.
Why don't you just do it down there?
I do.
That's so why not, is that disruptive? Not disruptive. She's
upstairs. I'll do you one better. No, I'll do you one better. You can use my basement shower, baby. How's that? I'll shower with you. How is that?
Done.
I don't know. What do you guys think? You want to just sit around and fucking mind's eye some Jedi fighting and stuff for one night? It'd be kind of fun.
It might be. I think by then the whole state's going to be on lockdown.
I think it already is, isn't it?
No. Even worse.
I don't think it can get much worse. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be like,
we're down to essential only right now. Everyone else needs to stay home.
I don't think necessarily.
I think we are, man. I'm like, this is it. This is like we are.
The next step is martial law lockdown. Yeah,
there's
everything
nothing
closes.
Else besides that. But
that's what you're thinking is going to happen. I don't see us going that far.
No, New York's not even there, and they're the one that are getting destroyed. So.
I mean, they're saying the peak right now, the Minnesota Department of Health is saying they're looking at peak COVID here in this state probably around end of April, like April 20th.
Yep. If you look at the curve, like because Italy has now peaked the curve, and and they're not super far.
I love those fucking Italian mayors. Those guys are awesome. They're like, why are you getting your hair done? Nobody's going to fucking see you because you're not leaving the house. Don't get your hair done.
If I see you outside your house, I'm gonna kick you in the ass so hard that my shoe's gonna get stuck. I mean, so one mayor literally said that. Yeah.
Let your dogs shit in your house and stay in the fucking house. And they all talk like this with their hands going like this. And that. It's pretty sweet. I love it. So, anyways, you guys are invited. I'll send out a formal invite later, and it'd be pretty fun. I look forward to it.
A formal invite.
Adam, Mickey's going to get the tiki torches. You just got to bring like a small...
Oh, shit. The last time there was a bunch of white dudes around a fire with tiki torches, some bad shit happened.
I know, but we'll deal with it. You just got to bring a fucking chair, a fold-out chair, which I have a few, and then a cooler, which you can write on. And you write shit down. It'd be fucking awesome. Like Jedi's doing... Pachoo, pachoo, pachoo. Good shit. Because I got excited when I heard that Adam's fucking favorite character from that movie is going to be in The Mandalorian next year, or season two. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know.
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah.
I
actually have a bunch of that
anymore.
Star Wars stuff.
What's that, dude?
Adam doesn't even watch Star Wars anymore.
Oh,
I don't?
No, he used to.
You should watch the show called Clone Wars. This season has been the best season.
Oh, my God. I cannot get...
God damn. Oh. I'm looking fresh today. So what you said, you had other Star Wars stuff?
No, I think I have a bunch of that Star Wars RPG stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Oh. I don't know why. I just happen to have it for some reason. So.
Yeah.
The new one, though.
The new stuff.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, most of it I have is digital, but I've got it.
I don't remember which one I have. I think I have both of them, actually.
But speaking of movies, did you see how much this movies made this week?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Well, zero?
Movies made this week, because there are people who are showing like drive-in theaters and stuff like that. Movies in the United States made $5,826. How much did they make last year at the same week?
A lot.
What are we doing for everybody? I don't know. Let's say $150 million. That seems like a lot, though.
$208 million. So there is a difference of $208 million.
That's pretty funny.
That's awesome. Yeah.
What opened last time around this year? Or last year at around this time? There was something.
Yes. It's basically, it's because of like, Star yes, Wars? April is becoming early May, which is the start of everything. But yeah, so they haven't said it yet. Disney hasn't said it yet. But there is rumors floating around that Mulan and Black Widow will come to Disney Plus.
Interesting.
Because they don't have they've already lost the money. Basically, the money's like gone. It's like they don't, because of the way spacing is and stuff, you have to release stuff in order for, if everything gets pushed back even a few months, everything is getting pushed into such a small time frame.
So how much
nobody's going to go up.
How much did you say the movie theaters made?
500. You know, 5,800 and change.
Something like that. I saw a graphic. Basically, it looks like there's one theater that's open. Yeah. But my favorite is the other movie that opened, Lost in America, made $24.
Right.
It's like two people went to go see that movie. This was a matinee, then there was four.
It could have been seniors.
It's true.
So last year, Captain Marvel opened up.
That's what it is.
At the beginning of March. And then Avengers Endgame was end of April.
Yeah, Endgame was playing too. So it hit the end of that.
Yesterday was supposed to be the release of Cyborg. Like DC's Cyborg.
Well, that's the old, like...
Yeah.
Like, you're going off of Justice League, then, you know, all that, the old stuff that they had.
They canned all that.
They canned that. It was supposed to be released.
Well, they canned most of it while they restructure their entertainment division.
They, because of the word Martha, they fucking rebranded, they restructured everything.
Right.
We said Martha, everything blew up.
What are they on their fourth director for the Flash movie now?
Maybe. Oh, yeah. So, this is one of the parts that really, makes me sad. Because I want movie theaters to be around always and stuff like that. It's just my... So they are putting new dates on stuff. Before, they just said, nah, there's no dates for things. And now they're actually putting dates on stuff. So, Quiet Place 2 is going to... They're going to try for September 4th. And that's going to be...
I don't even know what that is.
Well, Quiet Place is a John Krasinski one where there's aliens that make a lot of noise. You know, if you make noise, they kill you, stuff like that. So it's like all about being quiet, stuff like that. But, Top Gun will be Christmas. So they, it's feeling like everything is about 7 months backwards.
Yeah. I mean, they're pushing stuff back at least a few months. And so it's basically, those are free. Those are our months. We could do whatever we want with them. The world is literally our virus-filled oyster, and we can do whatever the hell we want with it.
Well, what'd they say? China was starting, they reopened some of the theaters.
They tried, but they closed them.
Yeah.
Yes, because China is the secretive nation it always is. If you look at their graph, it goes up and shows it peaking and starts going down, and then there's a secondary bump.
Yeah.
So, but nobody really trusts their numbers anyway. No one trusts their numbers at all.
Well, like the first few doctors that were like, hey, this shit's going to be bad are just gone. They all somehow got it and died. Like, even though they're all like not in the exact, they're not in the risk, super risk categories, they all just went away.
Oops. Yeah. So.
Did you guys get any fun April Fool's things happen yesterday?
No,
we did the thing at work, which was pretty funny.
I don't know what that thing is.
You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to like.
You don't have a leg.
Do not make jokes about the coronavirus. It's not.
They
funny.
Tell you that?
Well, no. Like that is like one of those things or things you shouldn't do. Like things that like. It's like, oh, April Fool's joke. So, like, you know, you're not supposed to make pregnancy jokes on April Fool's because it hurts a lot of people.
Sure.
And you're not supposed to do certain things. Like, certain things are all done in bad taste. But no, we did it. Well, like, there's a bunch of us who are at, we always get to work a few minutes early. So we just call and be like, hey, we're not going to make it. Everyone's not feeling great today. It's so like, do you have fevers? Do you have fevers? No, I'm just not feeling it. And then we walk in and, like, my manager is just spraying. It's like, it looks like John Wick with, like, Lysol containers. Like, just spraying. Everything's got a nice sheen on it, covered in Lysol and stuff. We're like, what's up, man? He's just like, that's fucked up. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, all right, cool. We're going to give you other shit jobs to do today. And I'm like, eh, well worth it. Well worth it. We'll do whatever. It's fine. It's but nah, funny. Like, he is like, he's so cool. Like, he's willing to do whatever for anybody. So we're like, hey, man, can you go get some, like, hot dogs? Everyone, we want some hot dogs. And he's like, okay. And he went and got a bunch of hot dogs and chili. So we had chili dogs today. And he's just like, he does not mind. He will always go to bat for us, which is great. Well, other managers, not so much.
Calling you out, other managers.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, so, yeah, otherwise, I haven't really, like, Tiffany's been watching Ozarks like a crack fiend.
The new season just came out, right?
Right, yeah.
Joy, go ahead. Sorry, Joy just finished that Tiger King?
Yeah, sure.
Like, she went through it really quick.
That fucking show blew up ever since, like, in a week. Everybody I know has seen it, and that's fine, because as you know from last podcast, I want to experience that show with spoilers. It's an S show for me. I don't want to actually watch it, so, which is good. Everyone just tells me everything about it.
Carol Baskins. I'm putting that out there right now. I'm going to put this on there. This is a Five Kings guarantee. Joe Exotic, the main character of that, will be the biggest Halloween costume of the year.
I can see that.
That's a shoe-in of the week.
Yeah, and right. I'm going to have
that's
to watch
a, that's
it.
A,
to
that's
out.
A big shoe. It's literally, like, all I can say is it's like they give you the basic overall thing, and then it's like someone was like, oh, what else could we do that's crazy? I don't know. What if this happens? I don't know. That's fucking crazy. No one's going to believe it. Fuck it. Do that. Cool. And then the next one's like, what if we do this? Fuck, that's really fucking crazy. I don't know, do that. But it's real. Like literal things just happen. They're like, think of the most fucked up things that could happen, and then, but it's real. No one would write it because it's too messed up. No one would believe that it was happening unless it was real. Mm-hmm. And now I guess he's suing Netflix for $94 million.
What the fuck?
because he thinks he deserves a cut, even though he signed away all his rights when they made a documentary of it.
Fuck?
He didn't realize it was going to be the most popular thing in the entire world.
But Netflix had to know, like, you're dealing with this guy. He's going to sue you no matter what. Like, so that had been a good contract set up.
Like, he tried to run for governor. He tried to run for a bunch of shit. It's like, it's...
Nice.
He was married to a dude, but they're not gay. Oh man, it's fucking crazy.
I like it. I'm married to a dude, but I'm not gay. Don't worry.
Don't ask questions.
But other than that, like,
You know what I got annoyed at today? I've had a good day, but there was one dark spot. Much like there was a bright spot in your day, Dave, there's a dark spot in my day today.
I'll tell you about it,
and I let it go. Because I don't think it should bother me so much, but I'm bringing it up just for content so we can talk about it, right? So okay, looking at Amy's post. Amy's my wife. She's like, let's talk about things that are people like that I don't like. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, cool. Talk about things that people like that you don't like. That's fine. She's like, donuts. I'm like, yes, I know you hate donuts. Despite the fact that me and the boys love donuts, you never get donuts. It's a fucking known fact. But she also put, like, M&M. And I'm like, okay, cool. She doesn't... That's fine. You don't like her, that's fine. But then
why don't you like M&Ms?
She's just weird like that. Then one of her friends commented, like, I don't like him because he's misogynistic and he hates gays and blah, 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 blah. A bunch of other things. So I'm like, okay, cool. I see that in 1999, Eminem is on record saying, I don't give a fuck if guys get married, if girls get married. I don't give a fuck. I use the word fag because that's how we talk.
Right. Yep.
So that to me means you are not homophobic. It means you are not sensitive about homosexual slurs.
Right.
And then I see that, like, Hillary Clinton didn't change her stance on gay marriage in 2012. But yet, the thing they bring up is that he's homophobic and she's not, even though she said no gay marriage until 8 years ago. And like 20 years ago, he was like, what the fuck do I care if guys get married?
Right.
So I was just pointing out that this made me annoyed simply because people rehashing shit that's now, like, I guess, in the vernacular of being it is true, but it's not true. You know, there's shit that's just right. that people say is true, and you know it's not. Like Adam might know, Joe Rogan is a fucking right wing conspiracy theorist or whatever. Like he's seriously. he's more left wing than anything, but people will say he's a right wing dude.
Just because,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
one person hears it spreads like wildfire. And
yes,
it's not even true.
And it's much like the thing about fucking this whole virus thing and Tylenol or ibuprofen making it worse. That's
right.
That's not a thing, people. It's you right. feel shitty because you got the virus. You take ibuprofen and stuff, and then you feel more shitty because you still have the virus. It wasn't actually the fucking ibuprofen that was doing it. It was the fact you were going to feel shitty regardless.
Right.
So anything else you guys could think about that is like people say it's true and it is not fucking true, and get over it, people. It's not fucking true.
Nope.
Luke, I got nothing. Your father.
That's one of those weird ones. Yeah, because like, and I'm not talking about fringe ones, like people are like the world is flat, man, and it's not, like, you know, right. those people are idiots. But well, if you think any, let me know, because that made me mad. I don't know why, I just did, but now I'm happy again, so I let it go. It's gone.
No, that whole ibuprofen thing with COVID, that was me last week when it, you know,
you had COVID last
a
week.
A family member of on the other side. No, I don't have COVID. No, I don't have it. Family member, other side, sent out a text. Hey, if you start feeling worse and you have COVID, you know, they're saying don't take Tylenol. Or, I'm sorry, don't take ibuprofen. Don't take any of that. I'm like, that's fake. I literally had this whole text string ready to go. It was very clinger-like, and I deleted it because I was like, no, I can't.
I have to do that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Like because I have to write it out, because it makes me super, super annoyed, and like, well, I write out so many things, and then I'm like, or I might send it to Tiffany and say, like, how does this sound? And she's like, that's fucking mean. Don't send that to anybody.
do some research. That was 3 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago, they changed that. That, you know, WHO came out and said, no, that's not true.
Right. It's like, to your point, Dave, like I start typing things and I'm like, this is not going to help anybody. I'm going to get right. a long yep. fucking thing. People are talking about their feelings more than facts. So I'm just going to not put anything. I'm just going to stew for a while, maybe go do it for a run or something. I'll be done. So, the one that really annoyed me last week was COVID stands for Chinese originated viral infectious disease. I'm like, no, it fucking, you think that's how fucking doctors talk? They're like, yeah, that's
no,
what it's
they
been.
Don't talk like that. It's just like, oh, so what was it? Yeah, someone was all like, Spanish flu. The Spanish aren't mad. No, the Spanish flu didn't originate in Spain, dipshits.
It originated here.
Spanish in the United States and Spanish were the only people talking about it. So that's why it was called the Spanish flu. It originated in like Kansas in a fucking pig.
And it was the first paper to write about it in
yeah.
Spain.
Yeah, and that it's just
we were
like
dumbasses and kept it quiet.
Well, who's in Kansas except for Superman? Nobody's fucking there. So, actually, right. he wasn't probably there by that time, was he? Because it was more the 50s he got there. So that makes sense.
Yeah, this was during World War.
No, it had to be in like. Wait a minute. When the fuck did? Because the when did Superman?
Superman
was like 1930s. Okay.
1937.
It's still
yeah.
after. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Just like what was it? So on HBO there is what's this show called?
Veep.
No, it's an alternate history show. Basically, it's it talks about like it's basically follows his Jewish family and stuff like that, Charles Lindbergh like doesn't die, but comes a popular like he was super like populist, but also like xenophobic and stuff like that. And he runs for president, like becomes president, and says like makes a non-aggression treaty with Hitler and stuff, so he never get into the war and stuff like that, but. Someone was complaining that it's all like, yeah, when they said a Pledge of Allegiance, I was really down with the show. And then they didn't say, In God We Trust. And like the writer was all like, dude, the movie, the show takes place in the 40s. That was added in 1956. It literally would take you 5 seconds to do a Google search on why it wasn't used. And yeah. it's like, but people didn't want to do 5 seconds is too much.
It is weird.
It's
like,
too much.
Nobody checks facts. They just regurgitate what they heard the last time.
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, well.
But speaking of age, that just got me onto HBO, and HBO is letting you stream a bunch of stuff for free.
Oh, like what kind of stuff?
Starting tomorrow.
starting tomorrow. Like HBO programming. Like
Ballers, Sopranos.
Oh, you guys want a fucking good 4 or 5 seasons, watch Ballers front to back. It is pretty good, especially if you like sports at all. So,
rock. If you want a good, if you want a good show, if you want a good show, you should watch Westworld, Dave.
We watched the first episode.
I need access. I don't have access right now, Kurt.
You don't have access?
But you will tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Westworld is not streaming free. I don't think it's one of the shows.
Oh, well, I'll send
it's,
you our
It's
login.
Limited to like a list of like 10 shows.
I'll send you our login. It's there's no reason why you guys can't watch it. What do we name you watch? We're watching the fucking space comedy show, kind of. What is it?
Oh, Avenue 5.
Avenue 5. You guys, anybody watching that?
It was on before Westworld, and I just never watched.
It's got kind of it's got a Veep feel to it, kind of where it's a little dry humor, you know. And it's I like it. I think it's fun. There's some fun, fun characters and stuff.
Josh Gad and Hugh Laurie, right?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
The only person I know is it has Neelix on it. It's the only person I know.
It is that has House. House is the captain.
House. Sorry, I just know Neelix. I don't know the other characters.
And House and Olaf.
Olaf. Oh, he's the main guy. Okay, that's Olaf. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so Olaf and Neelix are on it. Who would have thought they'd make such a good show?
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I like that show. Yeah, Westworld, we are one in. We thought about watching another one, but then we just watched Avenue 5 because it's fun. Half hour shows that are kind of light instead of, you know, it's every now and then you get what mood you are. And right now people's mood are kind of a little more lighter. So,
and that's why, like, for the longest time when we would watch like Sundays, we'd be like, oh, let's end it. Watch a little Entourage. And I'd be like, yeah, all right. I'm feeling good. Entourage. Cause that shit was so light.
Yeah.
It was just all like, ah, look at this. Look, you know, drama's going to do something dumb. Hey. Turtle's going to want to try and make some money. And like, and you're just all like, there's going to be hot chicks. It's going to be great.
In Magic the Gathering news / Dave knows stuff about these things. The next set has like Godzilla monsters and
Godzilla
stuff.
Godzilla creatures.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. It's got Mothra.
It's basically kaiju monsters. Yep. Yeah. They're just huge, huge monsters.
Which is pretty fun. And it also puts in perspective because Godzilla, like, is an 11-11 dude who walks around and hits people and stuff compared to some of the Eldrazi they made a few years ago that were a lot bigger. So.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I like when they do stuff like that for no reason.
That sounds like it'd be a fun set to play.
Yeah.
Just, have a lot of big creatures crushing all the little creatures.
Yes.
Like, 1-1... Chinese people.
Wait, what?
1-1 Chinese people?
Wait, Japanese? What are they? They all look the same to me.
But, have they ever had that? Where, what's like, that? They have, like, a disease token that, like, basically, like, a creature is diseased, right? If it attacks, if it hits a blocking creature, the blocking creature is now diseased. If the blocking creature then attacks and hits another, and someone else blocks it, right? Basically, everyone who blocks, if they don't die, gets a disease token. And every turn, the disease token puts a 1-1 negative 1-1 counter on it, or something like that.
Sure.
And so basically,
they have a few different
spreads.
Things. They have poison counters, which is a different thing, but that just is a mechanic for individuals. Instead of dying at 20 life or 0 life, you die at 10 poison counters. And then they had infect counters, which every time they hit, it does like a -1/-1 permanent counter on a creature, but it doesn't transfer bat like that. But it would be cool. I like that. So basically infect, but it also gains infect as well. So
right, yes.
Maybe at next start of next round or something, it gains infect. That'd be pretty sweet. I like it. Because then it'd be harder to attack in as well. It'd be fun.
Right.
Good job. Let's do it.
Boom.
I don't know how you do that exactly.
Like, yeah, I don't know. And you know, someone thought about it and put it in at Wizards of the Coast, did that, and then they're like, oh, that's kind of fucking dark, dude. I don't know if that's going to work. Because, you know, when you're just brainstorming things, you just come up with, like, dark shit, and you're like, okay.
Oh, so you give everybody AIDS.
Basically.
AIDS is pretty slow in comparison to, like, a lot of stuff, but...
You know what else I'm gonna do with my time here? I mean, I'm still working pretty hard
since Monday.
Why the fuck are you guys laughing? I mean, my office is closed, right? I can't go to the gym. So I think I'm going to clean. I'm going to clean up this room, this mess you see behind me, which every time I clean it, Amy like brings more stuff down and makes it more dirty. But I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to clean the situation room. I'm going to try to clean up the board games, clean up the back room and stuff. It's just got to get some motivation first. So. And right now I'm just motivated to work and play video games. So I don't know. I'm sure people are going crazy. I'm not like people. I could literally sit in my house for 30 days with going outside for runs and I'd be fine. If nobody was around me for 30 days and I could still run, I would be fine. I have so many games to play.
Right. I've decided if I was just rich enough where they could bring me my own movies in Hollywood, that'd be fine. Like, basically, because I could get along with it. Basically, if we had a compound, that'd be fucking great. That's all I care about.
Oh, is
a
I
fucking
see what compound. You're saying.
Like, yeah. You know, when you're rich, like, these rich people aren't going out and doing shit like that. They're getting people to do it for them and bringing it off and dropping shit off like that. It's like, I'm a Hollywood executive. Hollywood executives can still fucking watch movies and stuff like that. They're like, bring me the cut of this movie. And they're like, all right.
Yeah, that they were talking about it on that's one of the things they were talking about on Fat Man on Batman this week, where they're like, there is a system you can do for $20,000 a year. You basically get theatrical releases the day of. They'll send you a digital cut or something.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm fucking talking about, man. It's like, because we know movies are done. It's just the way they work.
Yeah, they're just
and waiting. I just like, and I was just like, okay, cool. So I just need to have $20,000 a month. All right, cool. I don't know if it's going to happen.
No, it's
but...
a year. $20,000 a year.
A year. $20,000 a year. Okay,
fuck,
cool.
That's easy, right? You can do that.
Yeah, that's no problem. And I just want to do like Tuesdays. It's like, so I'm like, I'm not asking too much, coronavirus.
Hey, I'm okay. I understand. That's why I love Mickey's idea. And I love the fact that Mickey is so adamant about it that I want to try it just so he can see that it doesn't really work very well, but I like that he tries it. It's kind of like Ryan's characters on League of Legends. He's like, let's play this guy. I'm like, all right. And then we lose like 2-28. They're like, see, it didn't work. He's like, but it was good. Like, no.
But yeah.
Seriously.
I just want to get back to normal for Adam's sake.
Why for my sake?
It's kind of weird, man, that you have to go out like every day and go to house to house to house to house to or to building to building to building to building to building to building. What do you think about 90 buildings? How many buildings do you do in a day?
Sure, 90.
And you just drop it off packages now, or people sign it still, or
nope?
Okay, just dropping off packages.
No human contact whatsoever.
So you're actually faster now, right?
Oh God, a little bit.
Little bit, because you think it would be, like that would probably be my slowest part. Was like, because you can go like, pff, pff, hey, grab it.
I shaved. I don't even hit doorbells. I shaved at least 30 minutes off my day.
You should at least hit a doorbell, because like Chipotle dropped off Amy some food yesterday and didn't tell us. So by the time she realized it was at the door, it was kind of cold. Like, just let the motherfucker know you're there, you know, and then leave. You don't gotta wait to say anything. Just fucking ring the doorbell.
They looked at it and were like, oh, this is a. Fucking Amy, she always has her phone attached to her hand. The fucking app updated. It said delivery. Didn't she get it?
I'm gonna have to go with Dave on this. Every motherfucker is so bored at home that they know, like, when somebody steps on their grass.
Who the fuck is bored? You're right. A lot of people. No, you're right. People are bored. In which case, I say, just buy a computer and buy a fucking game, and you'll be fine.
Right? Like, there's so many people out walking their dogs and, like, dragging their dogs.
I have to run, like, in the grass because there's so many people on the trails right now. It's weird.
It's funny because you see somebody dragging their big-ass fat dog behind them. And you know damn well they don't take their dog out for a walk very often because they're dragging that dog behind them.
Yeah. I don't know. You could look in the window because, like, that's what I did at Dave's. The glare was so bad, I had to stare. Like, I had to shield the sun, so I was like looking in the window, seeing what I could see. And Hannah's probably like, "Somebody's staring at me."
That's creepy.
I couldn't see. I wanted to see where everybody was.
Yeah, some guy yelled. Like, I was dropping off a box today at like a townhouse, and the neighbor was walking, doing something, and. He's like, they're home. You could ring the doorbell. And I'm like,
You farted on his face?
Pretty much. I'm like, I ain't got time for that. I got to go.
We had a big box of wine, of 15 bottles of wine delivered today.
What the fuck?
Of course
you did. Someone learned that from a recent happy hour.
Oh.
You know, all week it was make sure someone's home that's 21 and can sign for this, and you know, all this and that. The FedEx driver got to the door. She's like, here's your wine. I can't look at your ID because I can't touch it, and I can't have you sign for it because I ain't having you touch anything. So here you go. Bye.
Yeah.
You look over 21. Good luck.
Adam, the only thing I would ever do is if you knock and they say hello, you say, do you like apples? And they're like, huh? You like, yeah, I like apples. And then you slap the door and say,
how about them apples?
How you like them apples? I got a number. And they'll be like, what?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
The one in the 100 that have seen Good Will Hunting and are really happy with it. You'd be like, all right, that makes the whole day.
Yeah, Amy went to she was at the liquor store the other day, and they won't let people in. And they're like, they'll take your credit card, but they weren't using gloves. I'm like, it seems like a very easy thing to do. Just use a glove. And then, because some old dude that didn't have a credit card was trying to use cash, and he's like, give him my wine, give him my beer, and he was giving him cash, and they're like, we're not fondling money right now. It's like a weird use of the phrase fondling. But why the fuck would you use, like, just disposable gloves on your credit cards? Like, all the drive-thrus are doing it.
Because you can't get them. That's the problem.
Yes, you can. They're everywhere. Yeah. You can't get gloves aren't good a problem. Ones. You can get latex gloves. Just, you can't get, like, good quality gloves that don't get punctured easily and stuff. I got 1,000. How many do you want?
I got 100 right now.
There you go. That's enough. I don't know. I think it's been a weird week. But I'm sorry, Adam. Go ahead.
Oh, my mother-in-law texted tonight. She's like, do you have any spare masks? Can I can you drop some masks off for us? And I'm like, nope.
I do have a box of masks. It is $7,000. And once you pay me my $7,000, I will give you your masks.
We just got our Chinese masks that I ordered on March 4th.
What province did they come from?
I don't know, because I sanitized the thing and it like smeared everything. But I ordered them on March 4th. So I can wash them. They have carbon filters in them. I can reuse it. And now the in-laws are like, I want one too. I only bought three. So
three masks? You should get more.
Hey, here's what you do, right? You write a contract. And we'll work on it, right? That says ham at all fucking family functions.
Ooh, that's a really good idea.
Like, we'll fucking write it out, dude. We'll make it happen, dude.
That's a really good idea.
Like, just make, like, you know, like, this is the fun part, man. You're, like, in a position of power.
That's a good point, Dave.
I am in a position of power.
Are you guys already thinking about Easter yet? Like,
Easter,
I think, we're probably staying Easter, home dude? For Easter.
No one, like, who's going to Easter? No one's going to Easter.
I'm thinking more about the boys' birthday party. It's in 5 days.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But you're right. Huh. People are starting to talk about Easter.
We'll be home. We're cooking a little small little ham just for the four of us.
Nobody's coming over. Ooh, I get to make ham this year. Great.
We might do a Easter's Google a shitty holiday. Nobody likes dual that. Or Zoom meeting.
Don't do Zoom, man.
Oh, my God.
Zoom sucks.
Everyone's hacking you, man.
Zoom is everywhere. Well, why is Zoom?
We have to use it for work.
What? Cool. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to randomly select a series of numbers and get into that Zoom thing, and we're going to show giant cocks like they do. Did you not see that? That's happening all over.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, so basically a bunch of schools had, like, we're like, okay, everyone, and then just random people are going, like, and typing random numbers, joining Zoom chats, and then being like, oh, I'm going to show some naked dudes. And then they're all like, ah, crap, cancel the meeting. And then they're like, just some bad people doing some bad stuff. And it's not really bad people doing bad things. They're just fucking trolling shit, and it's funny.
Yeah. No, our schools are using Google Meets.
Ooh, Google Meets.
It's spelled M-E-A-T-S.
Yeah. That's also going to have nudity in it.
It's got bacon and nudity. Maybe
it's
a little
random hand. Too. You don't know what's gonna happen. It's like, oh shit! All right, ready, ready, ready. Bacon. Ooh, nice. And you're ooh. Like, oh, nudity. Ooh, extra nice.
You got a 50-50 shot here. Bacon or nudity? Wait, that could be both bacon and nudity.
Oh, fucking Picard ended. Let me tell you guys a little bit, yes. about, a little about the end of Picard without spoiling it. I'm not gonna spoil it, okay? I feel like the special effects crew phoned in the last two, three episodes of Picard. And I was really disappointed by that. Like, they have a giant armada face off against a giant armada. 200 ships against 200 ships. And they use two models. It's like 200 Romulan ships that look the exact same. 200 Federation ships that look the exact same. And you might think to yourself, hey, that makes sense. Federation finally found a model that works. It's awesome. They just built a whole bunch of them. Man, that's not fucking Federation. They fucking jerry-rigged those shits up and down, and every other fucking ship has, like, Nebula class and Galaxy class and Aronian class. This has just got fucking William T. in the command of the biggest, baddest ship that the Federation has ever produced, and we made 200 of them. And it was really disappointing to me. I was like, guys, come on.
Well, they spent a lot of money on those fucking lens flares.
They did.
I would have been comfortable if the show would have ended 10 minutes earlier than it did.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine with I was fine with everything they did, almost, really. I mean, there's a big thing that happens to Picard that people are like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that. I'm fine with it. I mean, it kind of wraps up some other stuff that he's going through, but...
Yeah, but I would have been fine if they would have ended there and then spun that off into a whole new show.
Yeah. Yeah.
About what's left.
Yeah.
But
I see. Yeah, there was I see what you said. There was a lot of fun, good stuff on it. That was just the part that really, it stood out. And if something stands out, you're like, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
But Data is in it, playing Data's brother, not Lore. Data's human brother.
But it's human brother.
What?
Yeah. Well, his creator had a biological son, and that technically would be Data's brother.
Who happens to look exactly like Data?
No, he looks like Noonien Sun, who modeled Data after his look. So Data looks identical to Noonien Sun. Noonien Sun's son looks very similar to Noonien Sun, although older.
So
kind of clever.
I'm not all the way there, but why can't it just end with like whatever happens, and then all of a sudden it keeps zooming out, and there's Q just being like.
They could have very easily had something like that because
shit, that would have been fucking good. Like it's still a test, baby. Or you just, can't beat me
because Picard. And there's the episode where Picard gets his steel heart, right? Which they even reference in this show. Q is the one who kind of gives him the option to get rid of it and go back in time and do it. And then he chooses not to. And to then have, they even reference that in this show, to not put him in a little bit or just say something like, say just a voiceover at the end would have been fan service, right? But I don't know. The show is definitely made by fans, but I feel like they like either restrained the budget or the timing to make it or something. I don't know, something like that.
Well, you could tell like the first few episodes, they spent a bunch of money showing those fucking approach shots to the fucking to the cube and stuff like that. Like, do the first one. First one's great. Fine, that's awesome. That sets up a whole thing. It gives you the geography of the world. It shows you all that junk. That's fine. But then every time they cut back to it, they have to do another fucking fly through to show you where it is and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, cool. That was 14 seconds. That probably cost 180 grand right there. Fucking cut it down. Cut it down to 5 seconds. Now, like, let's split that 180 grand amongst some other stuff that, you know, I know they didn't know. Maybe they didn't know that they're going to go over budget on effects and shit like that. But everyone knows you want your best, your effects to be the best at the end. You want to start real strong. Yeah. We, you know, have some cool stuff, but then plan your middle episodes to be maybe a little less effects heavy, so that you can have all that extra money to spend on the back end to make it look great at the end. Because you want to end really strong, because you want people to spend their whatever $5.99 a month, $6.99 a month to come back, wait for Picard to come back, and then the same thing. You want to give it to them. That's why dessert. They always give you. You want dessert to be the thing you remember with a meal. They want you to come back.
Yeah, because it was 10 episodes, and the number of, like, really good episode 10s in series is pretty good. Different series, like, episode 10's always a big one, seems like, or right, yeah. 7 or 10.
Yeah.
And I was expecting a lot, and they're reaching for it, but, like I said, I think they just were like, eh, good enough.
Right.
I think that the creator was answering some questions through Instagram, and a lot of people were asking questions about certain characters, and he was like, yeah, that just fell apart in editing.
Mm.
Like, the editing people who did that just, you know, took that part out.
Ugh.
It was there, but it's out. It's
too bad.
So.
Yeah. That's too bad. And it's funny, like, I was the next day, yeah, I've been playing Stellaris a lot. The next, there's something called an endgame crisis, where about 50 years before the game ends, a big dramatic event takes place that's really difficult to deal with unless you're kind of a united galaxy or you have a lot of production going on. And it was the exact same fucking endgame crisis that, I mean, if you know the story, the exact same thing happened.
Really?
And I was like, and there's like 10 that they randomly choose from. I don't know. I just want only one I remember. And I was like, wait a minute. Did they play Stellaris and get that ending and they just threw it in a fucking TV show? Because that's just bullshit. Yeah.
When did Stellaris come out?
3 years ago? 4 years ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah. And it just came up with an update recently. That's why I've been playing it a lot. So.
It's the Picard update.
The Picard update now. Hey, I bet you there's a skin there, and that would be sweet. It would reskin all the ships to fucking Federation ships and stuff. It'd be pretty sweet. There's probably one out there. I mean, it just makes sense. Yeah. Oh, there's good stuff happening in the world. There's a lot of negative you can focus on, but there's also good stuff happening out there, and I'm happy to like stories.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you fuckers think of a movie that we can watch during the times of trial?
I did. I thought we should watch Tokyo Drift 2, which comes out
next week. No.
Yeah.
That is not a pandemic movie.
How do you know? Watching. Have you ever seen it?
Pretty sure.
Train to Busan. Sure. There you go. Watch that.
It was an April Fool's joke yesterday. It's Tokyo Drift 2 starring Han comes out. And if you know Tokyo Drift, it's the one where he dies. Yeah. So.
Not a clue.
Right. But somehow, he's alive.
I can't wait. That's the hardest thing about waiting.
Now we have to wait a whole year.
A whole year, April 2021.
I know there's a lot of people dying, and I know it's a tragedy, but one of the worst things about this is we have to wait a year to watch the next Fast and
Furious. And you guys are obsessed.
Oh, you just haven't been indoctrinated yet. Don't worry, we'll get you.
I suggest we all watch Shaun of the Dead.
Sure, sounds good. I'll tell you about it. I've watched it already.
Yeah, every week until this virus is over.
You want me to watch that one show every week?
Yeah.
What would be the point of that? I got shit to do, man.
And then let's talk about it. How cool it is. And then how crappy it is.
Sure.
How cool
it is. So next week, I'll talk Shaun of the Dead with you. I can't wait. Why are you saying
Like you're just going to talk about it and not watch it.
I've seen it. I can talk about it.
You know what? All right. How about we have this? We'll have Adam watch it and all talk about it from memory and see who remembers more.
Ooh, that could be. And then Adam can tell us how wrong we are about stuff.
Right. We'll talk about it from memory, but Adam will have watched it. Yeah. So we
can
try.
This is really good because we could tell about the stuff that stood out to us, and Adam can be like, oh, but you missed this part or you're wrong about this, because sometimes memory is cloudy. That's a good idea. Adam, let's do this.
I hate that idea.
Because Adam's like, my memory is cloudy right now.
It's cloudy every day.
All right. Cool. Anything else, guys? I think it's a pretty successful podcast, much like the whole week has been kind of successful.
It's been a good week.
Did this come? I guess there's some Dungeons & Dragons app coming out that's on Kickstarter or something called Fireball. It's a RPG. So look at Fireball RPG Dungeons & Dragons. So blah blah blah. Introduce the limitation. Blah, the app allow you to create characters, run D&D sessions all in the app. It allows for real time sessions, even sessions via chat. It allows people to respond when they have a minute. It's basically. It looks like it might be asynchronous. Like the DM says, hey, here's a scenario, blah, blah, blah. You type what you're going to do, everyone types what to do, and then they get and it moves along. I don't know. It's so, it's interesting.
Okay.
It's like, but it's a Kickstarter right now. So. Okay.
Speaking of Kickstarter, I mentioned to you guys on the other night, but Frosthaven, the sequel to Gloomhaven, is now in Kickstarter, and like it's got 2 days in, and it's $6 million compared to the $500,000 they wanted.
Raise your hand if you backed it.
I know you did. That's, you're the only one. Don't worry. Right. Even though you're not gonna want to play it with us because it's too hard to set up.
I'm simplifying it. Yeah. We can play more.
Kids are gonna like
once
it
once we get back together.
Can't wait till I can play video games with my kids. Or I mean board games with my kids.
We've slowly started getting the gaming sessions going with the kid.
Yeah, we were.
We've been doing a lot of dice rolling.
We were right there with Persephone, but you know, you just need to be able to count and add and read. And right. That's the kind of stuff you kind of need some time with.
The boys have asked when can they start playing D&D. So
I would say I think
it's time to start. Yep, it's time to start breaking it out.
Have you played like Settlers Junior yet with them? Not yet. Not you, Chris, but Dave too.
I've never even heard of it. Why don't you just play regular Settlers?
Yeah,
Settlers Regular Junior. You need to add 12.
That's fine for them.
The Junior version. I don't know.
You have to add the less than 12?
I have no idea. That's what I'm curious about.
I'm just picturing Dave playing Dungeons & Dragons. All right, guys, so here's the treasure. All right, so Magi gets it all. Here's what you go. You get a pair of boots. These are called F. Adam boots. And they're like, what's that? Well, they're special boots that if Adam were here, no matter what he would happen, it would F him. What does F mean? Whatever word I decide is appropriate that starts with F for Adam.
It's like what in Grown Ups when they're talking about ice cream.
Yeah.
It'd be proud of me, Dave. Fucking
yes.
Leander loves to run around and say he's Superman. But he has yellow powers. I don't know where he got that. He just, I'm Superman, I have yellow powers. And sometimes he has red powers. Sometimes he has red and yellow powers. I don't exactly know what. Oof. It took me a long time to figure out what he was saying, and he gets so mad when you can't understand him. And Adonis likes to run around and say he's Flash. So I was like, okay, well, you know Superman and Flash, they race, right? So you guys got to race. So you guys got to race. So now they race in the backyard. I'm like, all right, ready, set, go. And so far, Leander only wins when he has yellow powers. I don't really know what that means, because there's no Yell Superman. There's Yell Flash, but no Yell Superman.
Right? So, you'd be like, well, okay, so you possess the yellow ring of the lanterns? I guess. I can explain why that's crazy, because yellow is based on fear. If you want Superman to be fearful, then okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. The things they come up with is fun.
Oren likes Batman lately, so... So I was in the process of making him a batarang out of cardboard and be like, here's your batarang. Don't throw it at the dogs.
Nice.
Why didn't you make him a trident?
He hasn't taken on the mantle of Aquaman just yet.
So you're done failing, right?
Not yet.
Give him time.
It's a slow burn.
We were asking Leander what he wants for his birthday, and he's like, a cape. Like, he said it nonchalantly. He's like, I want a cape. I'm fucking Superman, I need a cape. I'm like, all right, okay.
Well, yeah.
Be today.
Like, get on that cape.
Yeah, she sew him a cape. No.
No. Adonis wants a shield. I don't know why Flash needs a shield, but...
Well.
Today we read a story about Odysseus, and we also read a story about Icarus. So... all through, like, bedtime. Why did Icarus fly so close to the sun? What did Icarus do?
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't he...
It's a cautionary tale. You gotta learn.
And you say, he did not listen to his father.
That's what I told him. I'm like, he didn't listen? You gotta listen.
No, but as you could tell, he didn't listen to his father.
I said that many times.
Right. It's like, it's okay to not listen to your mother. Mm-hmm. But always listen to your father. He will steer you on the right course of action.
I was feeling a pretty proud parent moment for bringing up the mythology stuff. So,
yeah. But you went Greek mythology? Is it just
because we've got two like younger Greek mythology books, and he just pulled them out today, and I'm like, so I just elaborated on the tales as much as I could, because they're very, very basic. Like, this is Odysseus. Odysseus goes to play at Playland. He gets lost, type of thing. It's like board books. So
I've been like, this is Asmodeus. He was once of the highest of the solars.
Right.
And he fell. And he still bears the wounds. And he fell through the nine layers of hell. He is the Lord of Hell, and he has a ruby rod, which is also a character in the Fifth Element.
It's true. All right, so what are we doing tonight?
Same thing we do every night.
All right, well, Adam, where can you fucking find us if they need to?
Well, after you're done watching Shaun of the Dead, check us out on Geeks Next Door and Facebook. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.com. .xyz, and drop us an email about Shaun of the Dead at geeksnextdoor.ftw, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
Very good. Excellent, even. Excellent. Okay, we're out for the week. Hoping you and yours are safe and happy, and try to find fun and meaning in this free time we're given. Free life!
If you see Ryan, send him our way.
That too. All right, everyone have a good night. Bye.
Good night.